From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Emerald O'Brien. 16 national organizations are asking the University of Missouri to ensure the safety of Jewish students after anti-Semitic messages were found last week in a dorm. The organization sent a letter to Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton yesterday about his response time after offensive graffiti was found at the Mark Twain Residence Hall. Lofton responded to the letter yesterday afternoon that he takes the issue seriously and regretted that he did not comment more quickly. The Missourian reports a swastika, Illuminati symbol, and the word Heil were found in the residence hall April 9th. After they were cleaned off, another swastika and the message, quote, "You have been warned," unquote, were written the next day. Lofton issued a statement on April 14th calling the graffiti deplorable. The organization's letter questioned why Lofton didn't respond sooner and said more needs to be done to protect Jewish students. Currently in Missouri, motorcycle riders must put their helmets on while driving on state highways, but that might be changed soon. The Missouri House on Monday approved a proposal to allow riders who are at least 21 years old to go without helmets. Republican representative and sponsor of the bill, Eric Burleson, says it's not the government's function to force people to wear helmets.
It's not government's job to be your parent. At the end of the day, if you're an adult, you're responsible for yourself and the actions that you take.
Currently, Missouri is among 19 states and the District of Columbia to require all motorcyclists to wear a helmet, with violations resulting in a fine of up to $25. Burleson's bill requires motorcyclists to maintain proof of financial responsibility of at least $50,000 of personal medical insurance. Governor Jay Nixon spoke to more than 8,000 members of the Future Farmers of America and guests from across the state at the University of Missouri Hearn Center last night. The annual Missouri FFA convention honors members for outstanding achievements, conducts association business, and elects new officers. In his speech, Nixon mentioned the progress Missouri has made in recent years, including the first trade mission to Cuba in the last 60 years.
We want to show the world that when there's a new market for us to feed, fuel, and clothe, when there's a new place that we can bring our agriculture and energy technology, that there is no one in front of the Show Me State.
Currently, Missouri FFA has 25,829 members in 338 chapters, making it the fourth largest state FFA group in the country. Research conducted at the University of Missouri indicates that more people are talking in advance about end-of-life wishes with their aged loved ones. A study by lead author Nidhi Khosla and colleagues Angela Curl and Carla Washington will be published in the American Journal of Hospice and Palliative Medicine. The MU researchers looked at trends in advanced care planning from 2002 to 2010 using data from the Health and Retirement Study. Advanced care planning involves discussion of end-of-life care preferences, which researchers say is important because many people facing death are unable to make their own decisions. Khosla says advanced planning can reduce stress for caregivers and relatives facing difficult treatment decisions. Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News, Columbia.